You're here tonight. It is a very difficult day here in California. It's at least in the area of the Northern California and where the church is located. For those who listen on the internet, it's cold and it's raining and sometimes windy. But people are here and we praise the Lord. And you are there with the internet open to listen to our broadcast. Number 255 is always our initial hymn in the evening. And then you who are in the internet can get into our control room by going into the Yahoo Messenger. And our church is BBC, BS Bob, CM as mother, and H. And then the number 95037. And you are in the control room, and you can chat in the control room and request a hymn book if you know it. And for you here, be ready to choose your hymn. Number 255 opens our evening service. And as always, Tayan June is on the piano. Such a wonderful pianist for us. Let's give a hand to her, all right? All right, viva Tayan. All right, let's go. It is true. This is a long day for us at Bethel. We spend the day in your house. There is Bible classes. There is choir practice. The young people have a beautiful class, Lord. I like to be there. I saw nice movies in with the scripture verses. And Candace does an excellent job with the young people. Thank you, Father. And now we come to the end of the day where we study the Bible very intensively. Especially as we look into these all prophets of the Old Testament. We pray that you bless us as we look upon them. And Lord, we pray that will be a rich moment in our life as we see the treasure of these prophecies concerning Christ, the coming of the Messiah, and his church. Bless us as we select hymns of praise tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, as you choose a hymn, I want to ask Anthony to give me a glass of water. I'm a little dizzy. I guess the medicine is disturbing me a little bit. Just a glass of water. All right, tell me. Yes, sir. Number 61 in our hymn books. That is beautiful because it talks about the wonderful love of Jesus, the deep love of Jesus. One stanza so everybody will have a chance to sing together. Number 61.
Thank you.
from this side of the cathedral. All right, Daniel.
496.
496. Certainly, it is a beautiful sun that reflects, without any mistakes, the life that trusts the Lord. Victory in Jesus. All right. And Brianna knows that the Lord is coming again. When?
When he comes.
When he comes. That's good. Soon. All right. That's good. I like that. When he comes and soon. Who thought in the Bible whose Lord is going to come soon?
Paul.
Paul. Amazing. Of all the theologians, that's the last one I expected to say it, because he was a mathematician, he was a philosopher, he was a genius. But he had the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit taught him to teach us the things. I had to write an article for some genius man in the University of Washington, D.C. Yeah, Washington, D.C. Washington University Law School and Business Administration School in Mathematics. And boy, this man, and say it again. PhD program. And so they asked me to prove me, the Washington University. I did three dissertation papers on the Bible. Revelation, infiltration, insinuation, inspiration, and writing. I did three papers, remind me of my seminary career. And the man just sent me an email saying, I have received your third dissertation, so I want to read it and discuss it with you. The one thing I'm sure, he said, you really believe the Bible is the Word of God. Well, you never know what the Lord does, you know? And I love to write when I have time. It takes 7-8 hours, about 4 pages. I go back into my background, I go back to my people in England, where, and then back to me. But I will after that, I will make copies of those dissertations for you, starting from scratch, how God spoke or verbal, then how God wrote it, that means plenary, and then inspiration. You heard the word verbal, plenary, inspiration. And the university questioned that, and then I supported it in a marvelous way, I hope. And somebody will believe. Somebody will believe. You never know. All right. Now, Brianna believes the Lord is coming again. And so, Jesus is coming again. 151.
Oh,
Lord. All right, another song from this side of the cathedral. Camille.
431.
All right, 431. All right, 34. 31 is after 30. I love to tell this story. That makes all of us missionaries, don't we? All right, that makes all of us missionaries. I love to tell this story. We don't have to sing that one. We call Bob right here. All right. 81. Okay, here it is. Oh, you know, that in honor of Apolinario, Don Pedro Apolinario. That's a Spanish song. Every church sing, a Spanish church opens or closes with this song. You don't stay at a day service in a Spanish church without this song. And when they sing it, even Washington, D.C. can hear it. Boy, they yield really something. All right, Onward Christian Soldier. Yes, sir, 181. Brother Greg?
132.
132. Well, he also believed Jesus coming again.
No, I believe he lives.
Oh, he knows he lives. Where did he live, Greg?
He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He lives within our hearts.
Who told you that?
The Bible.
Okay, all right. He's passing the test. Delighted that I found in my library two old books, one from 1394 and the other for was written by the beautiful Swindler from 1500. and I just cleaning books and putting things together. And I said, well, I'm going to read those again on my vacation. What a wonderful story. Defending the Logos is the title of the book. That means the question in the 1200 was, what consists the Bible? Even within the Roman Catholic Church, there was a disagreement. And so these men, they write in a marvelous way. And that was the question in Washington University. How do we know the Bible that we have is the Bible? Well, there is a precise science in theology. It's called textual criticism that determine the factors of the Bible. And there are about 150,000 manuscripts available and only 100 disagreements with the King James Version. Can you believe that? Only 100 disagreements on 100,000 manuscripts. That's what I hold to that beautiful King James. And one word here and one word over there, I have the liberty to exhort you, it would be better. But what a satisfaction. I want to read those books again, and we're going to enjoy it together. Raquel read her books, I read my books, and then from time to time we have nice enchiladas around. All right, okay, another song. Okay, Anthony, what a privilege to have you here. And now with mustaches and a little beard, that's good. You look good. Tell me.
296.
My wife don't like beer, I think. Mustache has to, because I used to have mustaches. 296. And I was a good-looking fellow then. Quiet. 296. Quiet. All right. So one more hymn tonight. Is anybody offer? Okay, Diane, what you like?
470.
Quiet. Let's see.
In the garden.
264. 264? Yeah. 264? All right. We're going to give Diane the choice here, okay? 264. I remember this hymn because I remember a lady by the name Miriam. She was the mother of Ron Moore. And never forgot this lady. She got diabetes very bad, cut the feet, and then they had to cut the legs again. And we were in Santa Clara when Santa Clara was no Kaiser. There was just a private hospital. And I was in the waiting room. I went into the surgery room and the doctor said, you know, do you prescribe that she should not be, the leg should not be cut? He said, no, let me listen to her. She said, Pastor, here's what I read. I read that the leg, we cut my leg already. They're going to cut it again, she said, and only you live 8 months after that. So I want to live with the rest of the leg and with my Jesus. Will you tell these doctors? And so I explained, the doctor had a sign for her, and had the power of attorney, and I took her in my arms and went to the car, and Ron was there, and put it in my big Lincoln across the car, and I brought it home. She said, I'm so happy, he said, I'm going to be with Jesus soon. She died 8 months later, and a very, very believing lady. And the Spirit of God was so powerful in that surgery room that you can touch it. You know, when you have a believer, simple believer testifying with the Spirit of God, you can't believe how powerful it is. And she said, you know, I live my life, the Bible promised I be with God. And the doctor said, this is crazy, Dr. Otero. It's not crazy, it's just belief. You know, it's crazy for the doctor, but not for the believer. So with all my passion of the heart, let's sing 264, In the Garden. Spending the day here in church together with Henry. We are blessing this church by having great and wonderful people.